I believe that's true.
It's just their verbal confirmation.
Yeah, they, it is, it is.
Wait, you didn't, he said it was not in the case.
That's true.
He said it was not.
But I mean, that's the.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's it, honestly. He could have easily said, yes, my dog is.
The facility is very tricky.
All right, yeah, we're really dealing with the unlicensed situation that's a primary problem here, even though we know the dog thing is there because the dog thing's messed for us. So do we have an order of discipline related to operating without a license for 4 years before you fix it?
Just to confirm, he, is he licensed now though?
Yes, we believe so, yeah.
We need to take action on
Oh.
an establishment license.
It didn't exist.
Then came into compliance after the fact.
There's a good question. Mr. Monahan?
We have in the past, yeah.
I don't think we have like this before.
Mr. Monahan?
It has been your practice in the past, yes.
To?
Once the license comes into compliance to take action.
Well, that, in the past, if I'm recalling correctly, that's when it has been a renewal. This was never a license to begin with.
It's up to the board. It's a violation. They're now licensed if the board wants to take it into consideration.
Hi, Helen.
Helen, tell me something.
I would like to make a difference to the board. If you have the inspection summary report, this page number is going against Mr. Cash's personal license.
Oh.
Yeah.
He didn't have an establishment license at the time, so clearly I have no way to So he's going under his personal.
Oh, okay.
That makes it significantly more sense. Thank you.
All right. So he didn't know what he was doing. He figured it out. Took 4 years to do it. Now we're cleaned up. I've got to go that. Where are we?
Is there any previous history?
No.
Well, I mean, you have a personal license, yeah.
Personal license is clean. That's good. All right.
I move that based on findings of fact and conclusions of law, we take the following disciplinary action with the $500 charge for not having an establishment license for 4 years while being in business and a 12-month probationary period to check that he continues doing things properly.
And can we clarify whether that's a consent or an order?
Oh, I'm sorry. That would be a, I move to offer a consent agreement.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second, Marshall Maddox.
We have a motion in a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
Two nays? Two nays, three nays?
Two nays.
Two nays. All right, so by majority, this is, we recognize what you're saying and understand that. Unfortunately, the violation actually did occur. So we're going to send you a consent agreement. It'll call for a $500 fine payable over about a year, I guess. Because you'll be on probation for a year. We just want to make sure you're operating safely and doing what you're supposed to be doing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
All right. So we appreciate it. We're glad your dog's doing better. Hope your business does great. And you'll get that letter in the mail. Thank you very much.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, our next case is case number 98445. Kristoff Marston, Marstinkiewicz. Sorry, I'm so bad about that. License number 11101021. I know I butchered your name, but your case number 98445, are you there? Star six to unmute. All right, hearing no response, I move the case number 98445.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, I'm here. My phone was on mute for some reason.
Oh, all right. Well,
I'm so sorry.
My partial motion. So we're going to have our investigator review this case with it, and then we'll ask her questions, and then we'll come back and ask you questions, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Ms. Johnson?
Good morning, Chairman Beckley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. On August 2nd, 2023, I conducted an inspection of College Style LLC located in Scottsdale, Arizona. I spoke with licensee Christoph Martin Martin-Towitz. He stated he was the owner when I asked him. During the inspection, I verified if the salon had an establishment license on the board licensing database system and determined that Polish Style LLC was an unlicensed establishment. I provided the licensee with the inspection report and educated him before I left. On October 4, 2023, the respondent applied for an establishment license under the name Modern Classic Exclusives and was approved the same day. Establishment license number SCOS 33546 is active until October 4, 2024. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Yeah, a couple. At the time we were doing the inspection, we believed this was an LLC. But the order is against the LLC, it's only personal license.
It's on his personal.
Oh, yes. Personal. So the corporation is not involved in this. Okay. All right. So this will, does the board have any questions of our investigator?
Right. Sorry. Sure. So his personal license is active, but not the establishment license?
Member Wilkinson, his license was active, but he did not have an establishment license at the time of the inspection.
And for how long had he not?
He actually, from August to October, was the time that he was unlicensed, and then October 4th, he became licensed.
All right, so let's go back to Mr. Martin-Towitz. Mr. Martin-Towitz, yes. I need to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give today will be truthful?
Yes, sir.
And state your name, please.
Christoph Martin-Towitz.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, you're welcome. So you've heard the complaints against you. And you have had a chance to review it, so you know what we're talking about today.
Yes, sir. So I did have reviewed the letter that I have received, and Miss Lisa Chavez is that who was just speaking about the allegation? Yes. Yes. So yes, I agree with her. At the time when she came in, I had no license, because I was under impression that the person that I'm renting from that owns the building has us under his umbrella, which meaning that he was providing the establishment license, which I wasn't aware of. So when she came in, I pointed out that my license was hanging on the wall, which was the state license for the business state. State business license, I'm sorry, for the business. And that's what was confusing to me, that Ms. Chavez said that there's supposed to be establishment license, and I was confused. I didn't know that there was additional license that I need to have. I worked for Talking Stick Resort for the past 6 years. Prior to, they didn't require that license because it's a sovereign nation, and this is the first time I'm working for myself. And so that was the reason. And then when I actually got the letter, because there was some misinterpretation maybe, or miscommunication when Ms. Chavez was in the salon, she asked, what's the name of the salon? I said Modern Classics Exclusive. But also I said it's under LLC name, Polish Style, maybe it looks like, because the letter that I got, it said that on October 20th, during the board meeting, and it said that as of December 14th, the respondent has not applied for establishment license, which is incorrect, because I took immediate action to to apply for the license. And the application was on 9/25/23, and the license was issued on 10/4/23.
Okay. All right. Did the board have any questions? Oh, Mr. Marston. Nope. All right. So we're going to go into deliberation now.
Okay.
So from the board standpoint, do we have any motions regarding this case?
I move that we
the conclusion of law.
Second.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right, do we have an order of just a motion for an order of discipline matter?
I subsequently move that we issue a disciplinary letter of concern.
Second, Marshall Knox.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Thanks.
Did you say yes or no, Tracy?
No.
No? Okay. So by a majority, we're going to issue a disciplinary letter of concern about this matter. And that will end the matter. You'll get a letter about this in the mail, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That's all there is to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Work hard. Do well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ms. Chavez. You up next?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did we not do enough?
It'll be a little bit on that.
Okay, we'll be here for a while. All right, our next case, number 98489, Cynthia K. Main, license 19200417. Star State. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Are you Cynthia Main?
This is Cynthia Main.
Cynthia Main, I'd like to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you give today will be truthful?
Cynthia Main, yes, I do.
Thank you very much. Well done. We're going to have our investigator review this case with us, and then we'll come back and ask you questions.
Okay.
This job.
Good morning, Chairman Bensley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. August 11th, 23, I conducted an inspection of therapy by Cynthia May, located in Scottsdale. I spoke with Cynthia May. Cynthia stated she was the owner. During the inspection, I verified that Care Therapy by Cynthia May was not on the board licensing database system and determined that it was an unlicensed establishment. I provided the licensee with the inspection report and educated her before leaving. After further research, it was found that the respondent did pay for an establishment license application on February 25th, 2023, but did not complete the application. On August 17th, 2023, I emailed the respondent about the application. Since it was past 180 days, the application expired, and the respondent would have to pay and complete the establishment license application. On September 6th, the respondent emailed me that she had been consulting. I'm not sure if I can really say this out, but she had been consulting with some doctors and wasn't sure if she was able to still do her services or services much longer. As of January 17, 2023, the respondent has not applied for a new establishment license. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Okay, so this is entirely a licensing thing.
It is.
Okay. Any questions by the board?
Sorry, I have a question. Are they continuing to operate? Since there was a question about whether or not that was happening.
Yeah. I was just asking Ms. Main if she was still practicing or not.
Okay.
This is CS. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes. Are you still practicing?
No, I had to close my doors after much back and forth. I would like to state that I was not in Scottsdale. I was in Phoenix when Ms. Chavez visited me. And also, when she came in, as she stated, I had gone online. I had tried to go to downtown to open my licensure, and per I was told with all my documents that I had to get, to be told by security that I could not, because for whatever reasons, you guys don't have a brick and mortar anymore. And I don't have any technology, so I had to find somebody who could help me with this technology. And when we did, your site was down for quite some time. When I finally got through, the Board of Cosmetology took my payment on 225, as it says, but it wouldn't allow to finish the process that I was there to do. It said in the screen that you would get back in touch with me, and that never happened. I thought in good faith, like cosmetology license in the past, as long as it was paid for, I'd have that proof. So when Lisa came in, that's exactly what I told her. I was in good standing, and I never had any kind of dissatisfactory sanitation ever. In 30 plus years of my license, I've never, ever had a mark on my license. And this is so frustrating, because I tried over and over by email. Lisa's boss, Rosa, I believe, asked me, if you need any help, just let me know. I responded, yes, please, I need help. I never got any help. There was no brick and mortar. There was no person to go to. And then long and short of it, my physical health absolutely tanked April and May. By September, I had told all my clients that I could no longer do hair. I did renew my license, my cosmetology license, in hopes that I can get surgery or rehab and get back to some sort of career. But as of yet, I have no career, no clientele, no income. I have not been doing hair.
Okay. When did you stop doing hair? About what month?
October.
October.
Mr. Chair, yes. Members of the board, I would like to correct a statement that was made. We did, in fact, communicate multiple times with the respondent of this case. We sent a first email regarding the no application on April 10th of 2023. We sent the second email on May 3rd of 2023, and we sent the final email on 5/17 of 2023. And then we did send a final email at the 180-day mark on August 25th of 2023. Letting her know that the time, the administrative completeness review time, has been completed. So it's unfortunate. It's not factual to say that we to state that we have not been communicating with this respondent.
But obviously, it's difficult.
I'm sorry. I never said that there wasn't any email communication. I'm saying there wasn't anybody to help me. I didn't have the technology to figure this out. And every time I did have help and technology, I wasn't able to get it through, even on your end. And now I'm sitting here with a $500 fine and a threatening of my license and good standing. And I feel like that's very egregious for this situation, that I did, in fact, try to get help. And I did try to do the right thing. You have proof that I went online. I paid my fees. I've never even let my license lapse. I have never been one time in any kind of unsatisfaction in any licensure of ever before. And I feel like this is very extreme.
Okay. You still have your current license?
I don't have a copy of it because I don't have a, I hope so. I haven't been able to get it printed, but I did go through the website, the online cosmetology, paid my fee, and they said that I have to, of course, print it on my own. I have not done that yet because I have not been working, and I have no technology of it.
Sure. Okay. All right. So, board, do we have any questions of this nice lady? Okay. Do we have a thought about the proposal of the case with Seamus?
Sorry, was that a request for a motion?
Absolutely.
Okay. This is Chase. I move we dismiss.
Okay. Do we have a second for that motion?
Guzman Glover, second.
Okay, we have a motion to add a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Nay. Goodman.
Nay. Wilkinson.
Okay. All right, by majority, we're going to dismiss the case. It's clearly from our world, there was infraction involved in this. We were correct in what we did. The circumstances are very difficult. So out of concern for the circumstances, we're going to dismiss the case. Okay, Ms. Main, are you okay with that?
Thank you so much. I appreciate this greatly.
All right, good luck with your health. We hope to see you back. If you go back to work, get an establishment license, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right.
That's you.
Yeah, clearly we were incorrect for this. We should have gotten that for the first next. And she's still there, so she wants more. So we'll go to case number 98495. Sadie Nielsen.
Sadie Nielsen.
Yes, hello.
Case number 1220197. Ms. Nielsen, you are apparently there.
Yes, I am.
All right. So do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll give today will be truthful?
Yes, I do.
Thank you for that. We're going to have our investigator review the case with us, and then we'll come back to you with questions.
Okay, awesome. Sounds good.
Ms. Chavez.
Hello.
Elquist.
Good morning, Chairman Beckley and members. So, again, my name is Lisa Chavez. On August 17, 2023, I conducted an inspection of BB Beauty. I spoke with the licensee, Sadie Nielsen. She stated she was the owner. During the inspection, I verified the salon's name with four licensing dates and determined that the salon was an unlicensed establishment. I provided the licensee with the inspection report and educated her before leaving. On August 28, 2023, the respondent submitted an establishment license application and it was approved on November 3rd, 2023. An establishment license was issued, license number SNT20506, with an expiration date of November 3rd, 2024. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Yeah, how long was it operating on this?
Sorry, what was that?
Just a moment.
Roughly 3 months from inspection to licensing.
Okay. Any questions for the investigator? Nielsen, have you had a chance to review this complaint?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So do you have information you'd like to provide us about this situation?
Yes. So I will admit I didn't do the necessary research. I probably should have done. But I did, as soon as Lisa did inform me that I did need an establishment license, I did take the necessary precaution to get BB Beauty trademarked so that I can receive that license. So I do have it now, but I do apologize in regard that I did not do the necessary research I probably should have done.
Okay. All right. Well, Ms. Chavez is a great resource. So in the future, she's a good place to look for help.
Yes.
Questions from the board?
Oh, it's the long week. We are starting to see these pop up again, so we have something on our website, right? Well, in that case, just to be consistent with how we treated similar cases under similar circumstances, I would make a motion to dismiss case number 98495, Sadie Nielsen, number 1220197.
This is Chase, I second.
Okay, a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Any opposed?
Goodman, nay.
Nay. Wilkinson, nay.
Okay, by majority, we're going to dismiss the case. So, Ms. Nielsen, clearly you were not in the right in this case, but we are having compassion on you today. So, we are going to dismiss your case, and then we hope to only see you socially and no longer in front of us, please.
Okay. Thank you so much for the grace.
Enjoy your week.
Thank you. You as well.
Our next case is number 98497, Katie Roberts, license 1140256. Hello. Live person. Right hand. Swear or affirm that the testimony today will be truthful?
Yeah.
And then state your name.
Casey, well, it was Casey Robert, now Casey Lee, but for this, Casey.
All right, and Ms. Chavez will review the same for that, and we'll come back to answer your questions.
Okay.
How nice to see you.
Good morning, Chairman Begley and members of the board. My name is Rupert Chavez. I want to break it up.
Well done.
On August 23rd, 2023, I completed the section of Desert Moon Apothecary LLC. I spoke with licensee T.C. Roberts. She stated that she is the salon owner and put in for an establishment license on February 8th, 2023. The establishment application was withdrawn after the 180-day expiration. The respondent failed to complete the application. I found the salon was an unlicensed establishment. There wasn't an establishment license named Desert Moon Apothecary LLC in the board's licensing database. I provided the licensee with an inspection report and educated her before leaving. On August 30th, the respondent, so that's 7 days, the respondent applied for an establishment license. On October 2nd, 2023, the establishment license application was approved and establishment license number SCOS-33539 was given and expires on October 20, 2024. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
And similar, this is just a licensing issue. It's not anything else.
Thank you.
All right. Any questions of our investigator? Hello.
Hi.
Tell me about this. How did it happen?
Okay, so I have been doing hair for almost 10 years. I was renting a chair with my aunt and uncle in another salon suite, but last year I decided that I wanted to move out on my own. So I got my own salon suite. And before I had moved in, I moved in March of last year. I applied for my salon license and I knew I needed that. And I paid for it. And in my mind, it's that since I had paid for it, I thought that was all I had to do. I'm also very inexperienced and that's my first time, and you know, similar with like the cosmetology license, you just have to pay a fee for that and stuff. So I thought it was like that. Fast forward to when I got the email about it being withdrawn, day four came in 2 days later, and that's when I received the fine. But then quickly after that, I got my training and I applied for my license, and
Any questions? Any thoughts?
I'm gonna defer. I'm gonna pass the baton.
Don't be like that. Let's get going.
Okay, I will continue on my course of dismissal motions here today. So I'd like to make a motion to dismiss case number 98497, Casey Roberts, number 1140256, in that this is a similar salon issue where licensees mistakenly believe that they do not need a license, but the person has come into compliance, so there are no public health concerns.
Second. We have
an motion, second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Goodman.
Welcome to me.
All right. By majority, we agree to take the case because we think you're trying to do the best you could. Life's confusing sometimes. Once in a while.
Thank you so much.
Our people did exactly what they should have done. She got what people said she should. But we'd like to be successful and happy.
Okay.
So, we're just basically in case you get a letter about this. Thanks for coming in.
Okay, thanks so much.
That's a cool goal here. He posted on the website how long ago about this license. Just honestly, I know it's been a while.
A year.
At what point are we going to say, look, this is the deadline, and that way it's not even an issue anymore? Because we can't keep saying that, well, in the past, we have to put a deadline on it, because they just keep coming back. And the only way it's gonna get corrected is somebody's, they start getting fined and going, oh no, they're not getting away, we can't get away with it anymore.
I make that's similar to the MMA, except the fact that MMA actually caused health concerns. And here, we're talking about the issue of, do they benefit or gain by being fined in this case? And I recognize your point, law is law, but on the other end, are we gonna change the way they do this? And I don't know that answer.
I think they will, once they know that, because what ends up happening is, it's just like, if they know that, oh, I don't have to have establishment license, just under the rule of the industry, I won't get called because they don't know that I'm here. And then eventually, when they do get called, it turns into a, oh, I didn't know. So it's almost like, well, I get that one frisbee every time, like Steven, and you get pulled up by the police, oh, well, I didn't know, Steve, let me drop this.
Maybe we can ask about history to see if they're a repeat offender. And I think that one of I think we listen carefully to the licensee to evaluate the circumstance. Your point is well taken, but I do think in the instances where we have dismissed and we've listened to the nuance and circumstance of the case to try to, you know, shake out whether or not this is someone who was flippantly disregarding the need for an established license rather than an honest mistake.
Mr. Chair, Member Flores, if I may, I would counter that with, we won't be able to show history because we're dismissing the case.
Oh, okay. So maybe, that's a great point. So maybe non-disciplinary letter of concern would be a better path going forward.
Non-disciplinary letter of concern won't show history. You have to issue the non-disciplinary letter of concern's not discipline. So I mean, non-disciplinary. So the only history we can give you is disciplinary.
You only give disciplinary history. Right. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So even if you, like, if you want to lower the fine for those situations, sometimes to where now at least we have something in there that we can say, okay, we can go back.
Well, I don't see what purpose a fine serves in protecting public health if we're ensuring through a disciplinary letter of concern that there's history, or if we're logging it that way going forward. I don't think, you know, a check to the board is any more indicative in terms of ensuring we prevent repeat offenders than a disciplinary letter would be.
Well, the only difference is with the disciplinary letter, like saying we still don't have a record, so we have to have something.
We have a record for the disciplinary letter.
So in other words, and this is not agendized. If we would like to agendize this for a significant conversation, I'd be happy to do that at the direction of the chair for next month. The only thing I'd add to that is the reality is that these individuals are in violation of state statute and Arizona Administrative Code operating an unlicensed establishment. So we're kind of, of course, we will respect the decision of the board. It does put us as staff and investigators in a really weird spot to go out and identify violations that are ultimately being dismissed by the board. But it negates the legitimacy of the work that the investigators are doing when that case comes before the board to be dismissed.
Well, maybe we should put
And again, we'll respect the decision, but we do need to move on, and we actually can't make a decision on this today because it's not agendized.
Yeah, let's put it on next month and let's change that. All right, moving on in the parade here. Next case is number 98498, Nailed It Salon, SAES 20662, Yuen Hong Fong Kim, license 514050555. And Jason Hoon Kim, co-owner, sorry, not license. Are those people present or star six?
Hi, my name is Hoon Kim.
Okay, good. So we'll get your case started. Before we do that, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you have today will be truthful? And then state your name, please.
Yes, my name is Hoon Kim, and I swear to be truthful.
Thank you very much. We're going to have our investigator go through this with us, and we'll come back to you with questions.
Okay, thank you.
Nice to see you.
Good morning, Chairman Stackley and members of the board.
My name is Lincoln Chavez. On August 25th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of Nail Dip Salon. I spoke with licensee Sierra Arona and let her know I was there to conduct a routine inspection. During the inspection, I identified the following health and safety violations. In one of the wax rooms, there were unenclosed implements and unenclosed notebooks. You will see the photograph attached to this report. I provided another licensee that does waxing with the inspection report and educated the licensee before leaving. This licensee stated that it was the owner's waxing room. If you have any questions, I will be happy to address.
Jay, the waxing violations, sanitation violations were?
It is.
Okay, any questions? All right, Ms. Kim?
Yes.
You had a chance to review this complaint?
Yes, I did.
Okay, can you tell us your opinion of this complaint, what's going on?
So I think like that day I came a little bit later, so like the whole investigation, I wasn't there, all my staff was there, and I do apologize for like the wax room, like, you know, like the wax rolling was not in the thing, because the night before we had like, you know, a late night, and is on my responsibility to, you know, inform the staff to be better in that case. And then however, the past couple months until now, I'm already, at that time I was in the process of selling the salon, and right now the salon already sold, so I'm no longer even the owner of the salon anymore. I don't know in this case what I would do.
Okay, but the sanitation violation did happen while you owned it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. All right. That's fine. Do we have any questions, Kim?
I was wondering, is that, because like that, you know, like since that day happened, like we are stopped doing wax and anything, and you know, because I understand, you know, that was not a right thing for us to do. So is there any way that you guys have, you know, have any different beside, I don't know, in this case, what would be, because like I'm no longer old than the salon. Right.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about it for a minute. And we'll come back to you with some of our thoughts.
Yeah. Thank you.
So do we have any questions about the deliberation questions? We want to talk to each other about anything?
Real quick, Tracy Wilkinson here. Does she own another salon though?
I'm sorry?
Is there another salon owned now, or you've just given up the industry?
I'm no longer doing nails anymore, so yeah.
Okay.
So at the time, yeah, she was the owner that was identified as her room with the sanitation violation.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, so.
And then on top of that, you know, I'm sorry, I want to go in, like, you know, throughout the time that I was owning the salon, I really tried to keep up with the salon and, you know, and, you know, I haven't had any violation. This is the first time it's happened. Because, okay.
We're going to try and get through this. You just be patient for a second.
Okay.
All right. So do we have any motions regarding this case?
This is Chase Turrentine. I move that we accept the finding of facts and conclusions of law in case number 98498.
I second that, Flores.
Yeah, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So unanimously, we agree this happened. We have an order of discipline, a motion for an order of discipline in this matter.
This is Chase again. I move that we issue a disciplinary letter of concern, no fine, in case number 98498.
All right, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Are we able to add history now?
There's no history.
Okay. Going once. All right, hearing no second, we'll let that motion go. We have another motion regarding this, in this case.
If we put discipline on a case, does that then transfer to the new owner? There's a new owner of the license now. This is, I would make a motion that we retain staff recommendation on the $250 civil penalty.
Okay.
And I don't think the 12-month probationary period is relevant.
Right. Okay, so we have a motion.
Second.
I second.
Marshall Knox.
So a motion second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, unanimously agree. We are going to find the $250 because it happened for doing business. I recognize things have changed, but this still happened. By getting caught speeding on that day, you were speeding. So we'll send you a letter out to this regard, and you can, that agreement, and you can review it and pay the fine, or you can contest it if you choose to. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Good luck in your life. All right, our next case is case number 98503, Lily Joy Salon, Karina Chavez, license 11401674.
Hi, yes, Chavez. This is
Hi.
Hi, yes, I am here.
Okay. All right, so this Chavez, do you swear or affirm the testimony you have today will be truthful?
Yes, I do.
All right. So, Ms. Chavez, are we okay?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
I do now, yes. I just got confused a little bit.
Okay, yes, I do swear to tell.
It's not that hard to explain. Sir, introduce yourself. We don't do much. And explain this case to us.
Good afternoon. Yes. And members of the board, my name is Chief McConnell. On September 21st, 2023, I conducted an investigation as the Lily Joy Salon located at 17550 West Elliott Road, Goodyear, Arizona, 85238. I spoke with owner Karina Chavez outside the salon and told her about the application and a complaint, and the complaint against the salon. She did say she was unlicensed and she was in between emails with the former licensing employee. I informed her that the employee was no longer working for the board and directed her to someone that would help her. Karina then walked into the salon and I determined the patient had no additional violations of statute or administrative code were identified. And on October 10th, 2023, the salon application was approved and the salon license SDOS 33556 was issued with an expiration date, October 10th, 2024 for Lily Joy Salon. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to do
it. Where did you say you were in there?
September 21st, 2023.
Oh, so okay.
So basically,
one's got started out just a week or two. Okay. Any questions for our investigator? Ms. Chavez, you had a chance to review this complaint?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So tell us whatever you'd like to about this.
Yeah, so I was transferred over to the location. At the time, I was not the manager or the owner. So I actually was transferred over here from my now co-owner's other business. And when I came here, it was a surprise to me to find out that we were not licensed. Once I was aware of the issue, again, I was completely not in knowledge of that. But once I was aware of the issue, that's when I made the efforts to get it resolved. At that same time, it was when I was going through the process of buying into the salon for co-ownership. So I honestly, it was a lot of miscommunication between myself and the previous or now still the co-owner of where all the paperwork and everything like that. So I really made sure that I got this place back on track. But again, I was completely unaware. And once I was aware, I made sure I, you know, made the steps to get our license. And everybody in here absolutely is licensed, myself as well. I've been licensed, I want to say, since 2014. And there was
honestly, it was an oversight in really the old owner. So I did everything I could. I did tell Keegan, like he stated, when he came in, I was emailing back and forth, and I had sent several follow-up emails, but at that point, since Alicia was no longer in, I guess I was just kind of talking to myself, but he was able to help me get the issue resolved. So we now, you know, that license has been established, it's in the salon, everything is up to date, as well as, you know, my license, everybody in here. So, and like you stated, there was no sanitary, like codes or violations. So honestly, it was just a misunderstanding and a mix up and something that I was unaware of, in the lieu of like all the like chaos of coming into a manager slash co-ownership relationship with this salon.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions? Yeah. Okay, Chief. We're going to go into deliberations now, so we'll just be a minute while we figure out what to do.
Okay, so, thank you.
Based on that, let's deliberate. Based on some deliberations.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to drop
that. Gentlemen, concern, cares, woes.
Anything? Think of other people trying to make content.
Is there just one owner now? No, so it is, I bought in, so there is still two owners, and the other owner, he's pretty much a silent partner now.
And that was the owner before?
Correct.
And how long has that salon been open?
I am unaware of the exact dates. Like I said, I was transferred over here to take over. And my main concern is that this has been placed on my personal license. And, you know, of course, that's a concern of mine. I've been licensed since 14 or 15, and I've never had, you know, any sort of complaint or violation. So I'm unaware of the exact date that he was open previous to me transferring.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course.
Any other questions? Any motion? Anybody still waiting?
I move to accept the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Okay. Thank you. Marshall Knox. Then we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody vote? All right, you unanimously agree that we accept the findings of fact and conclusions of law. Do we have an order of motion in that regard? What else are just
I move that based on the findings of fact and conclusions of law, we take the following disciplinary action. And I guess I don't know where we're standing on this right now, but it seems to me that I would like to move that we charge the $500. Because it was out of commission. Now it is, which is great, but it wasn't until the scout moved on and the old owner is still there. So
Goodman,
I move that we, yes.
All right, we have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
Nay.
Yeah, nay. I opposed.
Three nays. Three, four. Okay. By majority. So we are going to keep the fine in place because it happened at the time. The other owner is still there. Even though you've taken over, there's a lot of reasons why it's gotten better. We appreciate that you've approved things. We'll send you out a letter to this regard, which will ask you to review and decide if you want to come into compliance with it. And if not, you have the right to a formal bill. Okay?
Okay, may I just a question? So this is going to go like on my personal license, not the salon license.
Yeah,
it's for the salon.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't a salon license at that time.
I was informed just a couple days ago, just to get more information on the call. I was told that it was going to be placed on my personal license, not the salon license. And so that is, you know, kind of where I come in. I, again, understand that you guys were correct, and I'm just asking for some forgiveness and leniency that I am completely new, and this issue was an issue prior to me, and I have made the efforts to get it resolved, and my intent was never to have an establishment that wasn't running correctly or corresponding with law, in which case I made the efforts to do so. So I'm just asking for any sort of leniency or forgiveness that the board can have, that it's not placed on me personally, since, you know, that was something that I was completely unaware of, and it truly was an honest mistake.
No, that all makes sense to me. We have already passed this motion, and a big factor in there was the fact that the previous owner who did this is still there. So you'll get a letter that you can look at, and you can decide to accept it or not, and you can potentially appeal it by going to a formal hearing if you want to. But you can look at it and see.
Okay. But it would then be based on me.
Yeah, because you would be only licensed me. There was
okay.
You kind of got trapped. It is reality.
Sorry.
You kind of got trapped by being responsible. The fact that you were there taking care of things. But yeah, you walked into their mess.
And my question then is, what? When does this fall off my license? Because again, I've been licensed for almost 10 years and I've never had an issue. So obviously this is a big area of concern for me, because sure, I've never even been faced with a complaint. So I want to make sure that my license is okay, or that this is going to, you know, eventually fall off, because I hate that, you know, due to something that was directly correlated to the star is now affecting my personal license, which I've worked really hard for.
It will fall off, and it's important that this isn't an order against you for doing something that was a sanitation violation for harming someone. So we're not looking for that. So it'll go down this road, and it'll clear off in time. Okay.
Okay, and it is. What is the timestamp on that?
We can follow up with you after this meeting. The decision has been made, the proceedings ended, and we need to move on to the next day.
Okay, but your answer is 3 years. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Our next case is case number 98510, EM Salon SPOS 30616, Emma Nichols, license 117011.43. Emma Nichols, or EM Salon, star 6 if you're still online.
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Hi, Emma, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. Let's get started. So, Emma, do you swear the testimony? Could you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give today will be truthful?
Yes, I do.
All right, so we're going to have Ms. Chavez review this case with us, and then we're going to come back to you.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Chairman Beckley and the members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. On August 25th, 2023, I conducted an inspection at CM Salon. I spoke with owner Emma Nichols. During the inspection, I verified the salon's license on the board licensing database and determined that the establishment license expired on July 2nd of 2021. The license had been expired for 2 years and 1 month before I inspected the salon. I provided the owner with an inspection report and educated her before meeting. On October 3rd, 2023, the respondent sent in an establishment license reactivation paperwork and fee. On December 14th, 2023, the establishment license reactivation was approved and expired on July 2nd, 2024. It's for license number SCOF 30616. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to.
And again, the salon was fine sanitation wise.
In compliance.
Okay. Any questions of our investigator? All right. So, Ms. Nichols, you understand this complaint?
Yes, I understand the complaint. So, when they came, obviously, I had no idea that it was expired. Otherwise, I would have had it renewed. Now I know that I have to renew it on July 2nd every year. So after Lisa had come in, I called the number on the back of the sheet that she gave me. She circled it for me. And I was on the phone with, I'm not sure what his name was, but I just paid a late fee and printed that out. So then I thought I was all clear. That was probably like a day or within the week that she was in. And then I printed that out, which then Lisa sent me an email and said it was still not, it still doesn't count because it was needed to be reactivated. So then immediately after I got her email, I went and filed the paperwork to reactivate it. And now it is up to date. And I know that I need to renew it on July 2nd.
Okay. Yeah, Lisa's a great asset, isn't she? She really helps you.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else you need to add? Are we good?
Okay. No. Yeah, no.
All right. Do we have any questions for either person in this case from the board? All right. So do we have a motion regarding this case?
I move that we accept the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Second, Horst Marcus. The motion is second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. So we agree this happened. Do we have a motion regarding an order of discipline in this matter?
Ms. Franny Flores, I'd like to make a motion for a disciplinary letter of concern. Ms. Lover, second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Do we have anyone opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, not unanimously, almost unanimously. We by majority agree that we're going to issue a letter, a disciplinary letter of concern regarding the matter. And you'll get that in the mail.
Okay. Do I still owe a $500 fee?
No.
Okay.
The various came along today and took that away for you, so you can buy it tonight.
Okay, thank you.
All right, see ya. Okay, next case is number INFT 88319, Macado's Barbershop, BBE 002600, Alejandro Macado, BAR 004774, and Paul Carrizaco, FBA-001485, student barber.
Hi, this is Alejandro Machado.
Okay, Alejandro, glad you're here. Okay, Alejandro, do you swear or affirm that testimony you give today will be truthful?
Yes, I, Alejandro Machado, swear that I will be truthful.
Thank you. So it's all around or not? He's not there with you.
What's that?
Barber involved, Paul, is he around?
No, he's not.
Okay, all right. So, would you please review this case, please?
Mr. Bagley, members of the board, my name is Helen Bordelon. On July 12, 2023, I conducted an inspection of Machado Barbershop located in Nogales, Arizona, which resulted in an unsatisfactory grade. The establishment was open and operating with a lab license. It expired on June 30th of 2023. Paul Carrasco, student barber, SBA 001485. That license was, or the student license was issued on January 21st of 2022. He was in the establishment with the workstation set up, ready and prepared for services. When I walked into the establishment and announced who I was, Paul Carrasco went into the restroom and did not come out until I left. The owner, Alejandro Machado, provided me with the name of Paul Carrasco, and he stated that he was told that Paul would be a licensed barber.